Unit 3. Tourism. Text for interpretation. Passage 1. Chinese English interpretation. Text interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
在广袤无垠的中华大地上，有着无数绚丽多姿的自然景观。五千年的灿烂文化，把这如诗如画的江山打扮得分外妖娆。全国各地的名胜古迹都是游客向往的地方，如古城西安的兵马俑，首都北京的长城和故宫，南方桂林的山水。今天我向各位介绍号称我国五岳之首的泰山。这五岳为东岳的泰山，南岳的衡山，西岳的华山，北岳的衡山和中岳的嵩山。泰山地处我国山东省的中部，绵延200多公里，其巅峰位于泰安市北面，海拔1545米。泰山雄伟壮观，峻拔突兀，最高峰玉皇顶为峡谷和险峰所环绕。登临泰山需走9曲18盘的路程，沿途可饱览绚丽的风光，观赏不同风格的古代建筑。一阶石梯直通南天门，登上日观峰，举目远眺，只见山外有山，景外有景，无限风光，摄人心魄。泰山将自然景观与文化景观完美的融为一体，山上有无以计数的奇石、青瀑、古松、石桥、庙宇、亭阁、古塔、殿堂，名胜古迹数不胜数，尤其是历代文人雅士、书法家所留下的石刻碑文，令游客目不暇接，叹为观止。泰山的每个季节都有独特的魅力。春天，绿茵茵的山坡上，争奇斗艳的花朵到处可见。夏天，泰山的雷暴雨堪称奇观。秋天，枫树叶满山遍野，蔚蓝色的河水穿流而行。冬天，雪盖群峰松披霜，景观素雅悲壮，别有一番情趣。喜逢艳阳日，极目远眺，重峦叠嶂，尽收眼帘。但遇天阴时，环顾四周，苍茫大地，尽入云海。泰山的日出与日落闻名遐迩，壮观的自然风景以及不可计数的历史名胜，激发了古代文人书法家为之舞文弄墨，创作了无数经典佳作。泰山历来是画家和诗人钟情的聚集地。早在殷商时期，我们华夏祖先便已确立了东南西北中五个方位。太阳出生的东方代表了冬去春来，万物繁衍昌盛的景象。位于中国东部的泰山一直被视为吉祥之地，古代帝王 则泰山登临，共以祭品祭祀天地，为国家的繁荣祥和而祈祷。据历史记载，西周前已有72位君主登临泰山祭祀。此后，中国历史上第一个皇帝秦始皇，以及汉、唐、宋、清等朝代的皇帝都亲自登临泰山祭祀。现代世界也认识到泰山的旅游价值和文化价值。早在1985年，联合国教科文组织世界遗产委员会便将泰山列入联合国世界自然与文化双遗产名录之中。泰山热诚欢迎世界各地游客来此观光。
Passage 2 English Chinese Interpretation Text Interpreting Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Australia warmly welcomes visitors from all over the world.Australia is a land of exceptional beauty. It is the world's smallest continent and largest island, and a relatively young nation established in an ancient land. A series of geological and historical accidents has made Australia one of the world's most attractive countries from the tourist's viewpoint. This country has a land area of 7,686,850 square kilometres,and its coastline is 36,735 kilometres. The vast movements of the Earth's crust created a vast land of Australia, isolated it and positioned it across the tropical and temperate climatic zones. This land has a small population, which left enormous areas unspoiled. Here you witness an astonishing variety of environments,from desert to rainforest, from tropical beach to white snowfield, from big sophisticated cities to vast uninhabited areas. The tourist will admire a wide array of unique and intriguing fauna and flora, a comfortable and sunny climate, and an interesting cosmopolitan and friendly people. Many of its world-renowned attractions are specific, such as the Great Barrier Reef,Ayers Rock, Kakadu National Park, and Sydney Opera House. Others are general, such as its thousands of kilometres of superb beaches and large skiing resorts. Tourism is a major industry in Australia, representing about 6% of the gross national product and providing, directly or indirectly, around 440,000 jobs.More than 2 million tourists visit Australia each year, spending about $4,000 million. It is worth mentioning that the number of tourists from China is on the rise in recent years. To promote the development of its tourist industry, Australia has tourist offices in many cities around the world, including Auckland, Chicago, Frankfurt, Hong Kong, London,Los Angeles, New York, Singapore, Tokyo, and Toronto. Official tourist offices are in all Australian capitals and some regional centres, providing a range of services for visitors. Many smaller towns have their own offices. A wide range of hotel, motel, and apartment accommodation is available in most cities, major resorts,and many rural areas. There are also camping parks, many with on-site caravans or cabins. Hotel and motel rooms usually have telephones, private bathrooms, televisions, refrigerators, as well as facilities to make tea and coffee. The main difference between hotels and motels in Australia is that hotels must provide a public bar to serve liquor.Private hotels and guest houses do not have permits to serve liquor. Many country farms offer holidays which include participation in farm activities. Tourist offices provide details and can arrange bookings. There are a variety of restaurants to suit all tastes and pockets, from top-class restaurants with international cuisine to small coffee shops serving snacks. All cities have a wide range of ethnic restaurants. Virtually all restaurants have liquor licenses. No service charges are added to accounts by hotels or restaurants. Tipping is neither encouraged nor routine, although visitors may reward special services if they wish, in which case 10% of the bill is adequate. At any time, tipping is optional. Taxi drivers and porters have set charges and do not expect to be tipped. Before leaving Australia, every visitor over 12 years old must pay a $20 departure tax. You can buy departure tax stamps at airports and post offices with Australian currency or buy American Express, Visa or MasterCard.
Extra text for practice. Passage 1. Chinese English interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
北京观光客自然都会游览故宫和长城。 这是因为故宫和长城是举世闻名的旅游景点，而今天我却想向各位推荐北京第三大旅游场所——北京世界公园。北京世界公园于90年代初在北京兴建，是北京的新景点之一。这里，游客那种一日游尽天下景的梦想 便可成真。北京世界公园的规模雄居亚洲同类公园之冠，所收微缩复制品的数量也堪称亚洲之最。世界七大奇观以及50个国家的约100处历史名胜和自然景观均以微缩模型展出。 占地面积46.7公顷的世界公园，分为17处风景区，收集了亚洲、非洲、欧洲、南北美洲以及大洋洲的主要名胜景点。游客可以在这里观赏法国的凯旋门和埃菲尔铁塔，英国伦敦的塔桥，印度的泰姬陵，意大利的比萨斜塔， 美国的大峡谷和自由女神像，澳大利亚的悉尼歌剧院，中国的长城等景物复制品。这些旅游景观制作精巧，工艺精湛，其中大多为原作的精确复制品，用料均为白玉、大理石，上呈花岗岩或其他优质石料。例如， 莫斯科的红场是以500万块比麻将牌还小的红砖铺就而成，而埃及的金字塔则以20万块大理石砌成。美国的克罗拉多河和大峡谷的微缩景观高达32米，一条巨型瀑布从16米的高处飞流直冲谷底。 公园的东北角有一条300米长的国际街，这条具有欧美建筑风格的国际街，集餐饮、购物和娱乐于一体。游客可以在这里领略各国情调，品尝他乡风味，购买纪念礼品，参加各种娱乐活动。北京世界公园自开放以来， 已吸引了许多海内外游客前来观赏美景。如果您在北京逗留的时间仅够您游览3个景点的话，那么您一定得把故宫、长城和世界公园作为您的最佳选择。
Passage 2. English Chinese interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
I'd like to make some special remarks on our tour programs. First of all, the quotation for each tour includes all expenses in the destination country. This includes the cost of accommodation, meals, transportation, sightseeing, guides, airport departure tax, and a round-trip international airfare. The quotation is calculated on a per-person basis for a group of 10 or more adults. The quotation for a smaller group will have to be determined by this travel agency. Next, each person taking our tour has to pay for his or her personal expenses, which may involve, for example, laundry, drinks, minibars in their hotel rooms, long-distance phone calls. And finally, it is our principle to carry out a tour strictly according to the set itinerary, but we reserve the right to make any changes due to some unforeseeable circumstances. We will give you notice of these changes as they occur, together with reasons.
Passage 3. Chinese-English interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
是举世闻名的大熊猫故乡，列入世界遗产的九寨沟自然保护区。九寨沟位于我国四川省阿坝藏族自治州境内，是一片纵深达35公里的自然风景区。风景区内那终年积雪的山峰，苍翠繁茂的森林，宁静悠远的湖泊， 各种各样的珍禽奇兽，这些都构成了九寨沟风景区的独特风貌。进入九寨沟，如同进入世外桃源一般，人间烦恼都会置于脑后。九寨沟是水的天地，九寨沟的水是人间最清澈的水。 水构成了九寨沟最富魅力的景色，是九寨沟的灵魂。无论是宁静的湖泊，还是飞泻的瀑布，都是那么的神奇迷人，令游人流连忘返。当地人把九寨沟的湖泊叫做海子。九寨沟有108个海子， 虽大小不一，形状各异，却都清澈见底。这些湖泊有的隐匿在峡谷中，有的镶嵌在原始森林中。晴天时，湖底的水藻和沉淀物在阳光的照射下发射出一圈圈色彩斑斓的光环，所以又被人们叫做五花海。 据当地一个动人的传说，很久以前，九寨沟的东山上住着一位美丽善良的女神。九寨沟的西山上住着一位勤劳勇敢的男神。两人相处久了，便产生了爱情。一天，男神为了表达自己的爱慕之情，特意送了一面又大又亮的神镜给女神。 女神在接过神镜时，由于心情过于激动，镜子竟然从她颤抖的手中滑落，掉到山下，碎成了108块。从此，给九寨沟留下了108个形态各异、晶晶闪亮的湖泊。